ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय,
So, I think that we have heard and glorified Srimati Radharani, so she has cast a spell on all of us. Are we not feeling very mellow, very, very spiritual? The chanting is getting better and better, is it not? Sweeter and sweeter. And hearing my longtime friend Krishna praying, I was remembering hundreds of lifetimes of programs we did over the past 15 years. I almost started crying. 20 years. Time flies when you're having a good time. So, in November, we're going to do special Anukut at Sriji Dham. And who should come?
Everybody.
So, if you have not given me your email address, do not leave without giving that to me so that I can personally invite you for that program. And next Saturday, we have big program in one of my favorite places to preach. What's it called? Kundan Loka. And Krishna Kumar, who should come to that program next Saturday? Huh? Everybody. All right, now, we've heard much about Srimati Radharani. As I mentioned at the outset, what I read, I have never done before. These excerpts from Rupa Goswami, this is the first time I've done it. And I see that it has done its magic. So now, the process is first we worship Radha, then we go to Krishna. So now, I'd like to glorify Sri Krishna. Do I have your permission? Please confirm by saying, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So at the end of the 10th canto, 10th canto is where Vyasadeva has given us Krishna's Janma Karma Chame Divyam. At the end of the 10th canto, Shukadeva concludes this 10th canto with some very nice verses. He says, the heavenly Ganges is a holy place of pilgrimage because her waters wash Lord Krishna's feet. But when the Lord descended among the Yadus, his glories eclipsed the Ganges as a holy place. Both those who hated Krishna and those who loved them, both attained eternal forms like his in the spiritual world. The unattainable and supremely self-satisfied goddess of fortune, for the sake of whose favor everyone else struggles, belongs to him alone. That's why Krishna's name is Madhava. Everyone say Madhava means that Krishna is the husband of the goddess of fortune. Therefore, who is that goddess of fortune? Srimati Radharani. Elsewhere in the Vedas, it says, all the gopis proceed from Radharani. All the queens of Dwarka proceed from Radharani. all the Lakshmis in Vaikuntha proceed from Radharani. Krishna's name destroys all inauspiciousness when heard or chanted. That is the Hare Krishna movement right there. Our whole movement, Prabhupada's movement, is based on that point. Simply hear or chant Krishna's name, all inauspiciousness is destroyed. At the end of the program, where is Nimai Charan? Nimai Charan, where are you? There he is, I call, he comes. At the end of the program, he will quote from Bhagavatam, Shukracharya, who will say the same thing, that when the holy name of God is chanted, everything becomes faultless. Krishna alone has set forth the principles of various disciplic successions of sages. What wonder is it that he, whose personal weapon is the wheel of time, relieved the burden of the earth? That's why Krishna came. If you read at the beginning of 10th canto, somebody was crying. Who was it? Mother Earth, in the form of a cow. She went to who? Lord Brahma. He took her and all the demigods. Where did they go? Las Vegas? Yes, the shore of the ocean of milk. They offered the Purusha Sukta prayers. At first there was no response. Brahma sat in meditation and he heard the message that all you demigods should expand yourself and take birth in the Yadu dynasty. Why? The original God, the supreme God, the God of all other gods was going to come and do what? Relieve the burden of the earth. That's why Krishna came. Lord Sri Krishna is known as Jana Nivasa. Everyone say? The ultimate resort of all living entities. And he is also known as Devaki Nandana or Yashodanandana, the son of Devaki and Yashoda. He is the guide of the Yadu dynasty, and with his mighty arms, he kills everything inauspicious as well as every man who is impious. By his presence, he destroys all things inauspicious for all living entities, both moving and inert. That's why his name is Hari, everyone.
Hari.
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 Yes, he takes away everything inauspicious. His blissful smiling face always increases the lusty desires of the gopis of Vrindavan. May he be all glorious and happy. To protect the principles of devotional service to himself, Lord Krishna, the best of the Yadus, accepts the pastime forms that have been glorified here in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Because all throughout the nine cantos, Vyasadeva has explained six kinds of avatars. They're all explained. Then in 10th canto, he explains Adi Narayan, Krishna. So all kinds of incarnations have been explained in the Bhagavatam up to and including this 10th canto. One who desires to faithfully serve his lotus feet. So, how many of you desire to faithfully serve Krishna's lotus feet? So this instruction is for you, according to Shukadeva. Should hear the activities he performs in each of these incarnations. That's important. According to Shukadev, if you want to serve Krishna's lotus feet, you should hear all the incarnations of Krishna. Activities that suitably imitate those forms he assumes. For instance, when he was Lord Boar, he acted as a boar and scooped up the earth, did he not? Right? As Lord Nrisinga, was he not ferocious? And did he not kill Hiranyakashipu? So all that, as Lord Matsya, he pulled the boat that had King Satyavrata and restored the Vedas. So in all, when he was Lord Kurama, he had an itch on his back that needed to be scratched. So, the mountain relieved that itch. Sometimes you get an itch in the back and it's like, you ask your friend or your wife, can you scratch that? So the Lord had an itch. He's a person. Can he not have an itch? He takes service, and the demigods and demons were pulling the mountain churning rod, and in this way, the Lord was getting relief. Hearing the narrations of these pastimes destroys the reactions to fruitive work. By regularly hearing, chanting, and meditating on the beautiful topics of Lord Mukunda, everyone say, with ever increasing sincerity, a mortal being will attain the divine kingdom of the Lord, where the inviolable power of death holds no sway. So the key word, sincere. Prabhupada preached, you just need to be serious and sincere. That's all. Just be serious and sincere. For this purpose, many persons, including great kings, abandoned their mundane houses and took to the forest. So that is how Shukadev ends the 10th canto. Everyone chant the Maha Mantra. And now a word from our GBC. Alright, so we're going to end with Bhagavad Gita. As Jyotsna sang at the end, she quoted that verse from the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So, in chapter 4, we get an understanding from Krishna why he comes to this material world. And, of course, Krishna comes so many times, but Krishna himself comes once in a day of Brahma. And that was only 5,000 years ago, because a day of Brahma is millions of our years. Arjuna vacha aparang bhavato janma parang janma vivasvataha katam etad vijaniyang tvam madau proktavaniti. Arjuna said, the sun god Vivasvan is senior by birth to you. How am I to understand that in the beginning you instructed this science to him? Sri Bhagavan uvacha bahuni me vyatitani janmani tava charjuna tanyahang veda sarvani natvang veta parandhava. The personality of Godhead said, many, many births both you and I have passed. I can remember all of them, but you cannot, O subduer of the enemy. Ajopi san avyayatma bhutanam ishvaropi san prakritim swam adishtaya sambhavam yatma mayaya. although I am unborn, and my transcendental body never deteriorates, and although I am the Lord of all living entities, by my internal energy, I still appear in every millennium in my original transcendental form.
Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham.
Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharat, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself. Now, this brings up a point. So many times over my preaching years, wherever I go throughout the world, I always get a question. Prabhu, you just quoted this verse, whenever and wherever Krishna comes, right? So why isn't Krishna coming now and taking care of all these demons? And Prabhupada answers this question. Prabhupada says, yes, Krishna has come. How has he come? In the form of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Those who take to this chanting of the Hare Krishna Mantra, they will be delivered. Those that don't, bye-bye. You will be swept away by the waves of Kali. Kaler dosha nide. Kali Yuga means ocean of bad things. Just turn on the news and you know exactly what I'm talking about. And every day it gets worse and worse. But if you take to this Hare Krishna movement, and Prabhupada says, Krishna has taken birth within the Hare Krishna movement. How many of you join the Hare Krishna movement? That's it. Well, it's time for you to join. Because that's where Krishna has taken birth.
Paritranayu sadhunang vinashaya cha duskritam dharma sangsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge.
To deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to reestablish the principles of religion, I, myself, Krishna, appear millennium after millennium. And now comes my favorite verse. One of my favorite verses.
Janma karma chame divyam evang yove titat vataha tyakva dehang punar janma naiti mameti sorajuna.
One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. Last week, at this time, I was in Panama, and I was speaking Janmashtami night, and I was quoting this verse, and I was explaining, as I always explain, just for understanding, that's all you have to do. What does Krishna say? If you, and the key word, tatvata, in truth, scientifically, if you understand how Krishna's birth and activities are transcendental, just for understanding that, you'll go back to Krishna. Who wants to go back to Krishna? Who wants to take birth again in this material world? Sometimes I get that. Sometimes I explain this verse, and then you get that person who thinks they're so clever. Prabhu, I want to take birth again. And I say, really?
What if your next birth is in Darfur? You still want to come back? What if your next birth is in Baghdad? Would you like that? Huh? So don't be so puffed up. We should want to go home, back to Godhead. And Krishna is saying, just for understanding his birth and activities, that they're transcendental. I don't know about you. I don't want to come back. We have an expression, been there, done that. Right? So I'll give you an example. After a hard day of work, don't you look forward to getting in your car and coming home? You're not thinking, gee, you know, I'd like to spend another 8 hours in the office. Anybody? Do you love your job that much? Bruni, you want to spend it? Father Krishna Das, do you love? Yeah. Yeah, something. But you don't want to. Right. So, I've had enough of this material world. I take shelter of this verse. Krishna says, you just understand my transcendental nature. You won't take birth again in this material world. That's for me. All in favor say, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama. Rama Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Hare. And just in time.